Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Hey, Uncle Number One, why aren't we counting anymore?
Long ago, Serta invented the perfect sleeper mattress.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. It says the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper with a Q4 support system has 4-in-1 perfectly interlinked coils that help relieve aches and back pain for perfect sleep night after night.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
This Memorial Day, save on Serta Perfect Sleeper X at a retailer near you.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet 1520. I had a great experience going to a dinner for the Epilepsy Foundation in Canada, and I was with a very famous chef in Canada, Patrick Wise, and he is our guest today. I'd like to tell you a little bit about his background. He worked 23 years as a chef, originally from Chicago. Patrick Wise went to school at the Cooking Hospitality Institute of Chicago. He had a silver medal, won at a culinary competition that got him the opportunity to meet Oprah's chef Art Smith. Art asked Patrick to come cook at the Harpo Studios, and where he started working there and cooking for Oprah Winfrey for 2 years and came to Canada in 2005. First, let's talk about what you were doing for the Epilepsy Foundation. You were getting together about 20 different people in the Hamilton, Burlington, Toronto area to raise money for epilepsy. Could you tell us why you do these intimate dinners and how successful you've been at this for many years?
So I started these dinners about 7 years ago because I saw a need for some funds for the children have an epilepsy camp here in Canada in the Brantford area. And I noticed that they didn't have a lot of supplies. They didn't have, you know, good furniture. And, you know, it just is one of those things where, you know, maybe funding wasn't available. So I thought, well, there's going to be a way. There's got to be a way for me to kind of help out here. And I thought, well, I do it through food. I mean, I'm doing it through food anyway. I'm showing families how to do keto for their children who have severe epilepsy or themselves who have severe epilepsy. So I thought, well, I'm going to do a chef tasting kind of dinner, 4 courses, and call it intimate. And the reason why it's called intimate, well, as you know, because you were here, it's in my home. So I thought, well, how many guests can I have? What's kind of my goal here? And I really didn't have a goal. I just wanted to keep doing them. And I started, and I think I've gone through lots of countries and themes. And how I got the people is I just kind of started reaching out on social media and saying, hey, this is what I'm doing. It's a fundraiser. It's $75 a person. It's 4 courses. And the money goes to the Epilepsy Foundation. And I had people respond, and they were like, this is great, and we know who you are, and we want to taste your food, and this would be great to kind of travel to a quote another country through your food. So I started doing them, and honestly, for the last 7 years, I've had so much great support. Some of these people who you have met have been coming since day one. So that's 7 years of them supporting me and this cause. And I get to have a lot of fun because I get to explore the country myself or the theme and, just kind of help, bring joy to kids who have epilepsy.
And how much money have you raised in the last 7 years, Patrick Wise?
I've raised over $24,000.
No, that's wonderful. And it was a wonderful event, gourmet food, lovely people, and all to help solve the epilepsy challenge. So we salute your noble efforts, your caring for those children in need. Now, let's talk about your 23 years as a chef. And I understand you were on Canadian National TV for some time.
Top Chef Canada. So it's kind of an interesting thing for me. My milestone years, like 40, and I'm now 53. But when I turned 40, I thought, well, I wonder if Top Chef Canada will ever, or Top Chef will ever come to Canada. And just like not long after I said that to myself, they came to Canada. And so I thought, I'm going to do this because I'm 40 and I've been a chef for a while, and this would be great. And so I made a 5-minute audition tape, and they took me. So it was a great feeling to go, wow, you guys want me to go on TV and show my stuff. Lots of fun. I mean, I made it to the top 8 out of 16 contestants. Very stressful, but very much fun. And it was a great ride. It's quite interesting to be on TV and to be so exposed and kind of, you have to think of everything fast on your feet. It's kind of crazy.
Let's talk about that. Did you feel a lot of pressure? You had a lot of acclaim. Millions of people were watching you cook. Tell us about the experience, what you were cooking, who was watching. Tell us more about that experience as Top Chef Canada.
Well, I have to tell you that, I went in and I didn't have any expectations because I didn't want to have to live up to those expectations to feel like I had pressure. I mean, the pressure to be on that show is already there as a chef. You want to stay on the show. You want to do your best. You want to impress. With everybody watching the very first season, I think it was a great glimpse into kind of some of the chefs of Canada and see, who's out there. And, standing alongside a lot of these other chefs and getting to know them and see their talent and feed off that energy and go, oh, I'm inspired to do that too, or a version of that. And so we all kind of fed off of each other. I didn't know the magnitude of this whole show until afterwards when we were doing some of the Marilyn Dennis show appearances and doing all the stuff. And I would just, go to the store or I'd go to Eaton Center downtown, and I would have people come up to me and shaking and crying, going, oh my God, we loved you on Top Chef. And I was like, I didn't realize that I was going to touch people in such a way that they related to me, maybe me as a person or me as a chef or all of it. But it was a great experience. Like, I can't believe I got on there. So I'm very, very fortunate.
Well, great honor and great international acclaim as a tremendous chef. Now, you won the silver medal for culinary competition, and then you met Oprah's chef Art Smith. Let's talk about this experience, Patrick Wise.
So in culinary school, they have competitions, and I decided to enter into it. There was a competition called Hot Food Cold, and so you would prepare these full pieces of food, dip them in aspect really carefully, and then later on arrange them on a plate. Well, I did that, and I won the silver medal. So one of the judges was Art Smith, and he was there at the winner's kind of afterward kind of ball or event or whatever, and we started talking, and he said, I really like your attention to detail. I like your kind of flair for fun on a plate. Would you be willing to come to Harpo Studios and work with me? So I said yes, and not really knowing what that was going to be like, but got my chef whites and got my knives and went down there the following day, I think it was. And he said, welcome. And I walked in and I was like, wow, I'm in Harpo Studios. We just started going at it. Oprah at the time had a website that had a food page. So he needed someone to help him develop recipes and put the, you know, put the website food section put together. I did that, and he said, "You did an amazing job today. Would you like a job?" And I'm like, "Sure." Again, not knowing what that would mean. Well, I didn't know that would be cooking for the commissary area, but then also taking care of Oprah's needs. Both of us, whether she's traveling or whether we're traveling with her, wherever she was, we would take care of it. So it became this huge thing for me. I'm 27 years old at that time, and I thought, wow, I'm just kind of just not even really out of culinary school, and here I am, I'm cooking for the most powerful woman in the world. So I just kind of took it in stride, took a deep breath, and said, just do the best you can. And so for 2 years, I had this amazing experience of cooking for her and the book club dinners and all the stuff that was going on at the studios. So it was amazing. It was an amazing thing at 27.
We're learning a great deal from one of the top chefs in Canada, Patrick Wise, who also does a lot for the Epilepsy Foundation, raising a lot of money for the past 7 years. If you're listening in Hamilton or Montreal, Buffalo, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200. Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We'd like to hear from you. A little bit more information about Patrick Wise. In 2009, he was Top Chef Canada for season one, made it to the top eight of 16. He worked in various restaurants and high-volume corporate catering facilities. He has been a personal chef to many high-end clients, including Idris Elba, Kate Beckinsale, Oprah Winfrey, and Avril Lavigne. A renowned chef, now he's a barber. So we're going to be talking about that transition also. One little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. To have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Let's talk a little bit more about this. When in 2009 you were with Top Chef Canada season one and you made it to the top eight of 16. Sounds like an exciting experience. Was this overwhelming to you?
It was really overwhelming to me because honestly, like I didn't know how far I was going to go. I didn't expect even to get to the top eight, but it's one of those things where you just go, okay, well, here, I'm here another day. I need to show up and show what I got, and all I can do is the best I can do. So it was really overwhelming. I mean, it was long hours of filming. It's an incredible, incredible experience, but it's also the most stressful experience you'll ever go through in your life. But also, at the end of the day, so rewarding. I mean, like, I'm on TV, you know, doing my thing and watching the other chefs do their thing and just being a part of kind of, I mean, like, you know, culinary history, like, especially for Canada, having Top Chef come to it. So I'm honored to be a part of that, the very first wave of that.
Very good. Sounds very exciting and very fulfilling. Now, as I mentioned, you are a personal chef to many high-end clients, including Idris Elba, Kate Beckinsale, Oprah Winfrey, and Avril Lavigne. Now, let's hear some of your experiences with these famous people. Patrick Wise.
Well, I will tell you that in the case of Idris and Kate Beckinsale, that we're both here filming a movie and needed a chef to kind of bring them the food that they need, either to stay in a certain kind of weight class or just in general just wanted a certain type of food and didn't want to really look for it. So that was my job. I mean, Kate Beckinsale was amazing. They both were. I mean, but Kate Beckinsale, I got to meet her, you know, like, hang out with her for a day kind of after filming. And, you know, it was just kind of great to talk to her and see how her experience was filming and just kind of ask those questions maybe a lot of people don't get to ask. So it was really nice that I got a chance to kind of sit with her, chat, and then she gave me a nice autographed picture saying thank you for keeping me healthy, and just it was really nice. Again, Idris, the same thing. I mean, like, really nice, really beautiful man, really nice, just easy to kind of navigate the food and his time schedule and all that stuff with filming. Oprah, we did talk about the same thing, just kind of whatever she needed, whenever she needed it. That's what we were there for. So we did that. Avril Lavigne is an amazing woman, and she's so strong. And when I came on board, it's when she got Lyme disease. So this was a whole different type of kind of medical cooking I was going to end up doing, and I didn't know what it was going to entail. But I was definitely there for the challenge, and I did what I needed to do to kind of get her healthy. That Lyme disease really is a horrible disease, and really takes a lot out of you. There were days where she couldn't even speak. But you know what? Like, in the day, I was there to take care of her, and I did. And look at her now. She's out there and she's touring and stuff. So I feel really honored that I was part of that process and that I could help out in any capacity that I could, at least on the food side, to kind of keep her healthy. So again, these have all been extreme. I mean, anyone I've ever cooked for that has had heart disease or now epilepsy or PKU, where you have too much protein in your blood, it's been great that I've been a part of the process, and I can see that the food is not just giving them a food experience, but it's now saving their lives, which is a whole different thing. And so you get overwhelmed, but overwhelmed with happiness that wow, that plate of food is now making you feel better and being better at every day or whatever, to be able to get to that quote-unquote normal day, if that makes any sense.
Very good. Now let's talk about how you help teach keto to families with children and family members suffering from severe epilepsy and cancer. Your interest in doing this, Chef Patrick Wise, famous chef in Canada.
With regards to the keto, I'm around these children who are been tube fed their entire life, and they're only 7 years old, and so they don't know what it's like to eat. They have a thousand seizures a day, and they're on medication, so they're really not enjoying their lives. So when I got brought on board, I thought, well, I want to bring families back together and get them back in the kitchen together, because that's how I grew up. My mom and dad were in the kitchen. I brought the stool over. I was licking the bowl. I was doing all those things that, people talk about. Oh, yeah, lick the bowl, lick the spatula. Well, I wanted to get the kids back in there. I wanted to get the family back in there. And so my goal was to create stuff that was family-friendly and easy to do, but still keto. There's a girl that we had. Her name is Avery. And at that time, she was too fed. And I was making these pizzas with her. We were pounding out chicken breasts and we were making these little pizzas. And we were putting all the toppings on, and then I put it away and I brought out the finished product. Now, keep in mind, she has not eaten in 7 years. I cut it up, and then she looks at her mom and says, "Can I eat this?" And so we were all like, "What's going on?" And from that moment on, like, because she was in the kitchen with me and she was having fun with her friend and she was pounding out that chicken breast, she wanted to eat. And so from that day on, she has eaten, and she has done keto, and she's had no seizures, and she's on no medications. So I did that, and I was like, I can't believe this. Like, again, I'm saving your life with my food. So it was just one of those moments where you stand back and go, this is bigger than me, but I'm happy to be a part of it.
Wonderful. Well, you should be proud of what you're doing for these children with illnesses to give them hope and opportunity. Our guest, again, is Patrick Wise, who's a top Canadian chef who assists the Epilepsy Foundation with fundraisers, and a very talented man who worked for Oprah Winfrey. Again, if you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Toronto, or northern Florida, to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on the Bet 1520 AM radio, please write to Brian Rusk. Bet 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank Christina Shea, who's a top marketing and communications leader in Burlington and Toronto, for recommending Patrick Wise, executive chef, with us today on the Rusk Report. Let's talk about what COVID did to you. You couldn't travel around with immune-compromised people, so you had problems with your work and your position with the company. Let's talk about how you overcame COVID and how you're doing well today. Patrick Wise.
Well, I have to tell you, and I know that COVID was huge for everyone, for obvious reasons. And it was for me, too. I'm working with people with compromised immune systems, and most of my work was traveling to different cities to teach keto and everything. That was all shut down. So it was, they were like, you can't do it. You can't be around these people. And, very limited funds for a lot of the families. So Zoom calls were very stressful and not really kind of something they could do. So the company just kind of decided, well, you know what, we have to put everything on hold for now. Don't know. We're just going to kind of cancel everything that was going to go on. So I turned 50 in 2020. Again, here we go, milestone. And I thought, well, okay, I don't have a job. We're in the midst of COVID. What do I do? What's the next step? Because what if? And so my other passion in my life is to be a barber. And so I've always wanted to get like some more tattoos and stand around and talk to people. And I was like, you know what? This is my other passion. I'm going to do this. So I found a school that would start online and then eventually go into classrooms. And I was like, okay, I'm signing up. I'm doing this. And so I signed up for the class. And then I thought, well, now I have to find somewhere to do with my barbering, and I didn't really want to work for someone. I thought, I'm 50, I need my own place. So I thought I just need a little spot to rent. Well, in 2020, in the summer of 2020, I was invited to a barbecue where you could have 10 people only in your backyard. And I got to meet these two gentlemen, Mike and John, who own my two uncles here in Hamilton. And we were talking, and they said, oh, you're going to be a barber. We have a barbershop in the back of our store. Do you want to come see it? And I thought, sure. I thought, well, here, good, a nice little empty spot in the back of our store. That's kind of cool. I walked in, and there's a barber chair. There's a mirror. There's a shelf. There's a hot towel warmer. There's everything that you would need except for my tools. And I walked in, and I thought, I mean, the decor, the walls, everything was there. And I thought, well, I don't have to do anything. I was like, well, thank you, university, for making me meet these guys. And I said, yes, I'll take it. So I went, finished school, and then I came back and I started business when I was allowed to.
Well, very good. Now, barbering, this is a complete change of life here. You're on national Canadian TV as a top chef, and now you're working as a barber. Now, let's talk about how you like this new profession.
So being a barber really isn't that much different than being a chef. I mean, it's food versus hair, but I mean, I'm still using my hands. I'm still using my eyes. I'm using my eyes for fine detail. For me that way, there hasn't been much of a change. It's just a different material. I absolutely love being a barber. I love being a chef, and I can go back into that world whenever I want to. With those intimate dinners. But, I mean, my daily life as a chef, I love it. I get to meet people every day, different people, I love the stories. I love connecting with people. It's been amazing. The people have been really great to me. My clients are really great to me. I'm meeting new people all the time. So I'm having really a great time in my 50s. I'm now 53, so I'm on going into my third year of this. So this has been great. This has been really great. I can't be happier.
Now, because you had international acclaim on television with Top Chef Canada, do you think that you may go back to that or maybe do both, being a top chef in Canada on national TV and working as a barber? Will we see a return to being a top chef in the media?
Well, I mean, you know, never say never, I guess, is what I tell everyone. You know, there's no definite plan to kind of go back into that type of culinary. I do still do those intimate dinners. I will continue to do them. I do one, probably one every couple months. And, you know, I'm going to keep going with those. But, you know, if someone approached me to be on a show, who knows? You might see me back on TV.
Very good. Now, you also wrote in your biography about, with COVID, people losing their path, sort of a detour, and they have to get back on the highway of life. For yourself, you seem to be very engaged and happy. Let's talk about yourself and other friends and associates of yours getting back on the path of victory.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, I'm fortunate. I'm very fortunate that I have two passions, and I could go after the two passions in my life, cooking and being a barber. You know, COVID has really, you know, there are some people still trying to find their way. And, you know, I have friends who are still trying to find their way and don't know what to do. And it's that's a scary thing. I mean, it's a scary thing even going into being a barber at 50, I was scared. I was like, well, what's going to happen to me? Is this going to be good? Am I going to succeed? So all those questions that you ask yourself. But I thought, you know, just do it. Just do it, and you're going to be the only person that stands in your way. And it's kind of what I've been telling some of my friends. I'm like, listen, you can do whatever you want. You can be whatever you want. You know, at 27, I was cooking for Oprah. At 40, I'm on Top Chef Canada. You know, at 50, I'm a barber. Anybody can do it at any time. You just got to believe in yourself and go, yes, I can. So, you know, for those out there who might be listening right now, I mean, like, my advice is, yeah, don't be afraid. It, you know, you can change your life at 50, change your life at any moment. So it doesn't matter what happens around you. Just, you know, take that opportunity to change it into something that you are going to be happy with. And, you know, for my friends and anybody else that I, you know, kind of talk to, I hope that they get into a place where they're happy, because I'm very fortunate to be in that position right now, and I love it.
Now, we talked about your two passions here. You are on Canadian national television as a top chef, and now you're barbering. Is there going to be a third passion in the life of Patrick Wise?
Well, I mean, there's lots of things I love doing. I collect arcade games from the 80s, you know, and that's kind of, I guess, it could be a third passion, because I really like them. Yeah, you never know. I mean, but why? There should be no limit. Sure, of course, I could have one.
Very good. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests, legislator Chris Green, General Frank Cipolla, and former Erie County Republican Chairman Bob Davis. Coming up, we'll have Christina Shea, marketing and communications leader in the Toronto area, and legislator Frank Todaro. We thank you for enlightening us, Top Chef of Canada, Patrick Wise. You've had an exciting, brilliant career, and even being involved with Oprah Winfrey must have been fascinating. Also, special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us, Top Chef in Canada and barber, Patrick Wise. Have a great week.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more.
Head to Lowe's.com/moremessing.
Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple's Identity Refreshing!